A new report on foreign direct investment in New Zealand shows China was not the dominant investor in the past 2 years. It was Canada. The study by the financial services firm KPMG shows that in 2013 and 2014, Canada accounted for 22% of overseas investment, followed by China with 14%, then the United States and Australia.
It also shows the US was the biggest land buyer in that period, but China was by far the biggest foreign player in the dairy sector. Well, Sharon Brett-Kelly has the report and she's with us now. Morning to you, Sharon. Just talk us through this. Some surprises in there.
Yes, good morning, Susie. Now, I should point out that this report covers major transactions but not housing. And this data was taken from the Overseas Investment Office applications in that two-year period. Total investments approved, $14.2 billion. Now, it's showing that despite the perception that Chinese are buying up our land, buying up our forests and farms, Canada is the biggest foreign direct investor in this period. And that's because of two big deals by a Canadian pension fund. It bought up 18 properties in a portfolio from AMP and it bought a 30% stake in Kaingaroa Forest. Now, China is the second largest foreign investor, as we said, on 14%. Though if you add in Hong Kong, that takes it up to 18%. Then the US on 13% and Australia on 11%. And some people might say, well, that's another surprise, because at first glance it looks like Australia's influence is diminishing. But that's because there are new rules for Australia that came in a few years ago, which means that some companies and individuals don't have to get Overseas Investment Office approval for deals worth less than $477 million. And there is evidence that KPMG is telling me that Australian companies are looking at investing here at the moment given the strong economic growth.
And the US then, is it the biggest buyer of land?
It bought up 115,000 hectares in the 2013-2014 period, and that was mainly due to one big acquisition. The US-owned company Rayonia Canterbury bought up an additional three quarters of Matariki Forest and Waimarie Forest. The US accounted for nearly half of all land acquisitions in that period. China on 11% and the Netherlands on 9%.
So why did KPMG do the report in the first place?
Mainly out of curiosity, Susie. And one of the authors, KPMG partner Justin Ensor, he says they were surprised at the results.
We deal a lot with foreign investors in our business. And we just wanted to know the complete picture. But when it didn't present exactly what we realised was being presented, we felt compelled to get it out there on the market.
So what were you expecting it to present?
I think we thought there would be more investment out of Asia. That certainly in terms of noise and media and even sort of general inquiry, that was sort of the impression we had. But, you know, in absolute dollar terms, we've still got a very broad base of investment in the country.
And Susie, Justin Ensor also says foreign investment, it stokes up a lot of debate about loss of sovereignty, dealing with different cultures, but also the benefits of foreign investment, what it means for future generations. And it points out that a foreign direct investment can be good for the nation's prosperity, particularly new productive assets and export ventures, and it's good for trade relationship and job opportunities.
So Sharon, China not the biggest foreign direct investor overall, but when it comes to dairy assets, it is the biggest player.
Yes, and China invested nearly $2 billion in this two-year period, very focused on dairy and real estate. And China and Hong Kong, this report shows, are the biggest agribusiness investors with a 41% stake overall. And most of that's dairy. But these major deals, they included buying waste management, investing in milk processing plant in Pōkeno, south of Auckland, an investment in Oceana Dairy to build an infant milk factory, and Sinlay Farms, which is another dairy venture. Also, a $172 million land deal on Parirako Island, that's in Manukau Harbour, where it's building a luxury resort. China's investment in recent years has been in the development of new assets like these dairy factories. And Justin Ensor is pointing out that that's good for the country because it increases productive capacity.
And what does the report say about what's happening in dairy?
Well, the level of investment in the dairy sector jumped from 37% in the previous 2 years to 51% in this period. Those investments mainly in milk processing, but with this big dairy price slump, Justin Ensor is saying that this kind of investment will slow, and he says investors may start speculative buying of farms and forced sales.
With the milk price where it is, would suggest that it doesn't make sense to keep building that capacity. That's a hunch that we've got. Where we may see it directed is if there's a lot of forced sales of land and the prices drop, then that could be another area we see investment in the next 2 years.
So overall, Justin Ensor is saying that overseas investment is across a number of sectors, even though dairy gets a lot of prominence, but it's actually North America, Europe and Australia that continue to be the biggest investors here with a 59% chunk compared with Asia's 33%. And this report also shows how much volatility there is from year to year. So Canada is the biggest investor 1 year and the US the next. So they're saying that maybe in 10 years they'll have a better picture of where investment comes from.
Thank you very much for that. Sharon Brett-Kelly, our reporter in Auckland.